color, doctor's opinion, dash, 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 no name. He said, my God, if I put that out and put my name to it, they'll throw me completely out of the medical profession. Now, that was 1939. In 1955 and 1956, when 150,000 people had recovered from this condition described in the big book, the medical profession said, yes, we believe alcoholism is an illness. And they came out with the second edition, and the doctor said, you can put my name in it now. So the second and third edition had his name in it. The first edition didn't. So let's look for just a few minutes at what the doctor had to say. Let's see if we can really see and understand what our problem really is. Joe?
You know, Evie brought Bill a solution, but he didn't tell him what the problem was. And Evie had trouble all throughout his sober life, staying sober. And I think, and this is just my opinion, you can throw that out the window if you like, but I don't believe that Ebby ever really understood the doctor's opinion. That was not part of his experience. And it was always a moral issue with Ebby. And if it's a moral issue with me or with you, we're going to have trouble with the rest of this program. Because the rest of this program is designed to recover from the condition of the mind and the body that Dr. Silkworth is going to describe to us. And I had to lay all of that stuff on the side, all of those moral issues on the side, and to look at this doctor's opinion with an open mind and to find out what is my problem. And on Roman numeral page 24, which is XXIV, said the physician who at our request gave us this letter has been kind enough to enlarge upon his views in another statement which follows. In this statement, he confirms what we who have suffered alcoholic torture must believe. Now, there's no must in the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, but there's a lot of must in the book Alcoholics Anonymous. And that we must believe that the body of the alcoholic is quite as normal as his mind.
Now, this is the first time we can find anywhere in written history a reference to the fact that the body is affected as well. Everything up until this time talked about the mind only. Weak will, moral character, sin, etc. Here we see a statement that the body is quite as abnormal as the mind. Now he's also saying not only is the body abnormal, but the mind is abnormal also. And we're going to see a little later on that we react to alcohol entirely different than normal people, not only physically, but also mentally.
And to understand, that's one reason why it's so cunning, baffling, and powerful. I have to understand that the body is quite as abnormal as my mind. And I have to separate those two ideas, and we're going to first look at the body, and then later on we're going to look at the mind, so in showing how the two of them work. It did not satisfy us to be told that we could not control our drinking just because we were maladjusted to life, that we were in full flight from reality, or were outright mental defectives. These things were true to some extent, in fact to a considerable extent with some of us. But we're sure that our bodies were sickened as well. In our belief, any picture of the alcoholic which leaves out this physical factor is incomplete. In other words, I need to know about the physical factor of alcoholism. The doctor's theory that we have an allergy to alcohol interests us. As laymen, our opinion as to its soundness may, of course, mean little. But as ex-problem drinkers, we can say that his explanation makes good sense. It explains many things for which we cannot otherwise account. This idea of the physical allergy, the allergy to alcohol, is an abnormal reaction. The obsession of the mind is an idea that overpowers all other ideas. But just looking at the allergy, abnormal reaction. Normal people don't drink the way we do. Normal people don't have the reaction that we do. And so if we don't have the action, the reaction as normal people do, then we are allergic to alcohol, which we are abnormal. We're not normal, we're abnormal. This allergy, once I start to take a drink, it sets up a craving within my body that's beyond my mental control. And it says, this explains many things which I couldn't otherwise account for. It explains to me, for instance, why I would go down to the bar with every intention of just taking a couple of drinks. I mean, that's what I intended to do. And the next thing I know, it's midnight or 1 or 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or the next day or the next week, and sometimes it was the next month before I got home. Explains to me, once I start to drink, it's virtually impossible for me to stop. That's the way it is with me. Now, I didn't start out that way. I developed that slowly over a period of time through the use and abuse of alcohol. And I couldn't explain my actions either, you know. But understanding this physical allergy, that I had this craving beyond this physical craving, once I start to drink, it's virtually impossible for me to stop. That explains a lot of those things to me, which I couldn't otherwise account for.
Now, the purpose of a textbook is to transfer information from the mind of one human being to the mind of another, thereby increasing the knowledge of the user of the book. It stands to reason that transference of information will be based upon the understanding of the words that are used. If the writer of the book uses a word and has one understanding, the reader reads that word and has a different understanding, then the information that comes through is going to be complete, garbled information, and he's going to be confused. Now, I think probably one of the most misunderstood words in the big book is the word allergy. You know, before I came to AA, and most people were like me, we assumed we knew what an allergy was. And I knew that if you ate something or drank something or got around something that you were allergic to, it would cause some physical manifestation or indicator that you could see. For instance, if you're allergic to strawberries and you eat them, you break out in a rash, the rash being the physical manifestation of that allergy. If you're allergic to milk and you drink it, you normally have a bad case of dysentery, the dysentery being the physical manifestation of that allergy. If you're allergic to ragweed, you get around them, your eyes itch, your nose itch, they water, you sneeze. The itchy, watery eyes, the sneezing being the physical manifestations of that allergy. Now, I came to AA and they said, Charlie, you're allergic to alcohol, you'll never be able to safely drink it again. And I said, how in the hell can I be allergic to alcohol? I'm drinking a quart a day. Now, how can you possibly drink that much of something you're allergic to? And I said, besides that, when I drink alcohol, I don't break out in a rash. I don't usually have a bad case of dysentery. Once in a while I would, depending on what I've been drinking, but I usually didn't. Nor did it necessarily make my eyes, nose, itch, water, and cause me to sneeze. And I said, I don't understand what you're talking about. You need to explain that to me. And they said, you don't need to understand. They said, the only thing you need to know is you can't drink it. Well, today I think I know why they told me that. I don't think they understood it a bit better than I did. Now, if you've got a keen intellectual alcoholic mind like I have, and you get a question like that hanging out here in front of you, dangling back and forth, sooner or later it's going to run you out of your mind unless you find an answer. And I talked and I talked and I tried and I tried and I asked and I asked, and nobody would or could explain to me what this allergy meant. They just said, you're allergic, period, forget it. One day I went to a source of information, though, that has never failed me since that time, called a Webster's Dictionary. And I looked up the word allergy, and I found several different definitions in it, the same as you do with any word, depending on how you use it. But I think I found the one that fits me exactly. It says an allergy is an abnormal reaction to any food, beverage, substance of any kind, an abnormal reaction. So I began to look back through my lifetime of drinking to see where I was abnormal when it comes to alcohol, and to my absolute amazement, I didn't know what was normal and what was abnormal. The only thing I knew about drinking is the way I drank it, and the way those drank it, they drank it with me, and if they didn't drink like I did, we didn't drink together. So in order for me to find out what's normal, I've got to go talk to the normal, social, temperate, moderate drinkers. And I asked them to describe to me how they feel whenever they take a drink. Most of them will say something like this. Well, we can come home from work, tired, tense, wrought up from the day's work. We can have a drink or two before dinner, and it gives us a kind of a warm, comfortable, relaxing feeling. But they said also it begins to make us slightly tipsy and gives us a little bit of an out-of-control feeling. And we don't like that feeling. Therefore, one or two drinks is all we want. Now, when I take a drink, that doesn't happen to me. When I take a drink, as it passes over my lips begin to tingle. It hits my teeth and they chatter up and down. Strikes my tongue and I can feel it begin to grow and expand. Hits my cheeks and they flutter in and out. I feel it passing up through my sinus cavities into my forehead, and I begin to get a feeling which is absolutely indescribably wonderful. I haven't even swallowed the damn stuff yet. I just got it in my mouth. When I swallow that stuff and it goes down through my esophagus, I can immediately feel my chest begin to grow and expand and get bigger and bigger. Hits my stomach and literally explodes like a bomb. I can feel it immediately racing through my arms, and they get longer and longer. Hits my hands and fingers, and they begin to tingle and vibrate. At the same time, it's racing through my arm, it's racing through my legs, and they're getting longer and longer, and I'm getting taller and taller, and it hits my feet and toes, and they get a hot, intense, burning, exciting, get up and go somewhere and do something feeling. I don't understand a warm, comfortable, relaxing feeling.